I'm going to start by just reading from a very, very, very interesting book called Book of Revelation. And I'm going to start with chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And I'm just going to read it out. And I just, when we were sitting down there before, it says, And Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He's made us kings and priests. And it's interesting, he doesn't say kings or priests, okay? He's made us kings and priests. And so I just want to... I believe in for a move of the Spirit today. We're going to anoint some people with oil, healing. No. oh, that's just epic. so it's really, it's what happened is that my wife and I booked a holiday, and after Janet said, the borders are open, you know, no more, you know, sort of clot shot. And basically, is that we're like, oh, we're in. And then she's, then we always love coming here. And what's strange is that I believe the last time I was here with Daryl about 18 months ago, there was a prophetic round table taking place. And what happened was we got out of the car and we were probably about 20 meters from the house, and I could hear this incredible music, like, wow, that's beautiful. And I just commented to the guys that that's really amazing worship going on in there, or music or whatever. We go in there and we found out there was no music playing. And I'm like, wow, if only I could have, you know, got that heavenly reel off of Spotify or iTunes or something. And what happened was we saw that the Holy Spirit move. But what I didn't know was you had it this week again. The Forum, correct. And it's just like that. That's quite strange because God wants to speak prophetically. But the other weird thing is this, is that when I, last time when I came, I've got my hand luggage and I packed a pair of shoes in there, and I actually thought I'd lost them for 18 months. You know, I'm one of those, you know, when you travel and you go, yep, I'm going to unpack as soon as I'm going to put this over here. And then I just, a green pair of Converse, and I just thought about a week and a half ago, I would just open up this bag and see if I could find them. And Converse is very, very interesting because Converse means a couple of things. It means to convert, and it means to go in the opposite direction. And I feel that this morning, the Lord wants to proclaim over here, over New Zealand, the opposite direction, the opposite spirit of what the powers of darkness want to happen. We want to speak in the opposite spirit to what the powers of darkness want to take place. And so what I want to do is I've chopped it up a tiny bit in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Then I'm going to go 14 to 15, then 17 to 20. So Ephesians 3, 10 to 12, then 14 to 15, then 17 to 20. And so it says, to the intent, and I'll probably jump in all over the place, but to the intent that the now manifold, that's the multifaceted, many-colored wisdom of God, might be made known by the church. Okay? To the principalities and powers. God wants to reveal his wisdom because it's way beyond darkness. Okay? He wants to reveal his wisdom through the ecclesia, through the church, through his people, through his body, through his bride. He wants to reveal it through his church. It's not just going to manifest in the air, it's through his people. Psalm 110 says, the Lord said to my Lord, or Jehovah, Yahweh said to Adonai, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So Jesus is staying at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places until everything's under his feet. So whose job is that? His body on the earth. Just written in the Bible. And according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. So we actually have access to the creator of the universe, our Father. And it says we have access and boldness. I believe one of the things we'll talk about this morning is that people want boldness, but we first got to access the Father in boldness. You get to practice in the secret place what boldness looks like, what it is to come before the most regal, royal, kind, brilliant, powerful, genius, creative Father, power of the universe, really. He's not the power, he's our Father. And we get to practice there so boldness can manifest in everyday life. That's what we get to do. So it says we have access and boldness through Jesus to the Father. Now, this is awesome. For this very reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So everyone, we quite often we go, why did you name your child this? I like the sound of the name. But in biblical terms, the name actually means the essence of somebody, okay? So Abraham went from father to father of many nations, to Abraham. Jacob was supplanter, but then he overcame and he took on that mantle and he became prince with God. So there's something about our name actually comes, our nature, our essence comes from the Father because it is about family. It says here, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him. Now we were talking a little bit to some leaders last night about prayer, and what's going to happen is that this is going to be a completely different deal this morning, but amazing, okay? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So in this passage of scripture, Paul starts to write, and then he starts getting caught up in that ecstatic, revelatory, nabi prophet flow. And he says, for this reason, I just bow my knees to God the Father. And he says, and then he connects that the manifold wisdom of him will be revealed through the church to the principalities and powers. And then how God the Father is so good, he has named and knitted together the whole family of God. And that Jesus, the love of Jesus, would dwell within us, that we would see not our prayers answered, but way above and beyond the manifestation according to his love and power working in us. It says, if you want more power, it comes through faith. And it says in Galatians 10 that faith works by love. In the Greek, it says faith is energized by love. When you try and be mighty in faith without love, you try and do it in your own strength. It's hard. I've tried. So I'm like, I want faith. Yeah, love would be all right. Faith. And what happens is it ends up being a grind. When you start to taste more and more and more of the love of the Lord, you can't strive for it, you can't earn it. It's actually in and of itself a spirit of rest. That spirit of rest is so paradoxical, is that you become more energized in the rest. It says, be diligent to enter the rest. It is the timeless dimension of the Spirit. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll man up on wings of eagles. They'll renew their youth like the eagles. So that's what I want to be the backdrop of what we're sharing this morning. Is I really want us, we're going to pretty much engage the whole Trinity, but especially today, I want us to be so excited about a new level that the Holy Spirit wants to show us and reveal and manifest to us of the Father, of God the Father. Now, we're in an interesting time in history. And this is how I want you to see it. Opportunities everywhere. Opportunities everywhere. And you'll hear a little bit about what's happening in my world in a moment. But in Australia, now what's going to happen? I'm going to talk about a lot of things, and I'll be very, going to be very pointed, but I'm talking about Australia. So pray for us. Australia. In Australia, all of our major institutions, medical, government, education, media, has been captivated. Captivated by globalist technological communism. Remember, we're talking about Australia. Just overnight, if you can remember any vision from 2020, some of the very worst vision in the world, where at the moment it is Chinese workers in the iPhone factories because the social credit system has cut off their money and they're rioting within these factories. It's pretty full on. But in 2020, there was some of the worst images came out of Victoria, Australia. We're talking like an elderly lady draped in the Australian flag, just knocked over, people being pepper sprayed, rubber bullets. We're talking insanity. Probably on par with maybe Argentina, the most locked down state, capital or province in the world. People gripped in fear. I know people who were in Victoria and they were like, there's just a sense of paranoia. And if you're like in a public space and you go, people think the bubonic plague is going to assault them. Really bad. So just overnight, with an increased majority, that same government got re-elected in Victoria. Because what we're not getting at the moment is we've got to deal with the origin and power source, which is the realm of the spirit. It's not just, I'm all for petitions and levels of activism and all of that, but the Lord says it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, Zechariah 4:6. That's the primary. And if you genuinely engage with the primary, then corresponding action will happen. But we cannot do things in our own strength because it is not us doing it and it's not the Lord doing it. It's the Lord doing it through us and with us. When we get to, we've all had moments where we get really angry and really upset and we rage against the machine and it ends up becoming soulish exhaustion. Who knows what I'm talking about? And you can't rage against the machine. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So, stating what I call the obvious, in 2020, in March, the world shut down. And in our church, through prayer, a lot of prayer and research, prophetic unction, revelation, we knew that COVID was real, but basically we knew there was stuff around, wasn't just about vaccinations, okay? And there were things like, how can you put it? Remember, we're talking about over the ditch, okay? And we were told things like the data is in and the science is settled. Was that ever said over here? The data's in, the science settled. And so people who questioned or were hesitant, they were considered Luddites or deniers. Or we're talking, you've got to understand the spiritual nature behind this. So we started to realize that it wasn't very, very early. We went, it's going to be about vaccinations, probably mandated. People we share that with, you're a conspiracy theorist. Half right. Theorist, no. And so then what happened was we realized that really, it's not really about that. It's about a whole new level, a whole new form of government that's top down that completely is not democratic. Basically, we should be voting in government officials who should be transparent, who should serve their constituents. But what's happened has been turned right on this head, a system of slavery where the people are now meant to be transparent and meant to be accountable to their elected officials. It's all been turned on its head. This happened in a very, very short time. Central bank digital currency, digital identity. If you want to have a look at where they want things to go, because everything I'm telling you has been stated plainly. You just had the G20 Muppet Conference, okay? And what took place is they were addressed by a cult leader called Klaus Schwab. Unelected. Complete, except for the eye patch and the white Persian cat and doing this when he talks. It's, you can't make this stuff up. And so, you've got stated and decreed intent for a movement of transhumanism, of technology mixed with humanity. This stuff is really, really happening. And God has called us to be kings and priests. Last week or the week before, the interfaith movement, a coalition of allegedly representations of the monotheistic religions and others, they had a conference on climate and they handed down 10 new commandments. And guess where that happened? Mount Sinai in Egypt. Legit. So what's happening is that you've got kings and priests going, wow. And the Lord's looking at us going, wow. Because what we have is that we are part of an amazing kingdom. And I just want to tell you a bit of our journey, but just some of the, you got to understand the bullying intimidation. I'm just reading something. It says, trust the science. And it says at the beginning, I do trust in science. Well, yeah. But coercion is not science. Withholding data is not science. Manipulating data is not science. Cherry-picking studies is not science. Social conditioning is not science. Fear-mongering is not science. And censorship is not science. Silencing all debate is not science. It is not. And what happens is this. We're going to talk about the supernatural and the realm of glory, which that has to be our major. It has to be our primary. I've just given a backdrop of some of the information. But the realm of the Spirit is not for us to disassociate from what's taking place in the world in this generation. The realm of the Spirit is for us to not just access, but live in, and from that place, rule and reign with Jesus. Rule and reign with Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. And that's what's so good about it. Because for me, I don't find politics, all of that interesting. And then you look at the spirit of politics, you get two people in a room and then you get politics, okay? And so, but I find the realm of the kingdom fascinating. How God wants to govern from another dimension through physical beings that are in two dimensions. I find what angels do fascinating. I find the casting out of devils fascinating. I find the deconstructing of demonic ideology and establishing of the truth and pulling down strongholds and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I find that fascinating. I find that fascinating, and we have to see that element. We have to see that element take place in and through our lives. But I'll tell you what, right now, is that we're going to tell you some of the journey that we've done, but you don't sense any aggro on me. I'm just combative. Even though, do you know what? Is it probably after the meeting I'll even turn the other cheek for Wes? I think I might do that. Okay, but I have a mouth guard this time. So, that was epic. Anyway, see, we can engage the heavenlies and live in joy, abundance, freedom, overcoming power, and we don't disassociate from this stuff, but what happens is the spirit from that stuff does not come in and contaminate our inner world. When we are in the same frequency, the same level spiritually, we can't overcome. We need to realize what God has already done for us and how He's positioned us above all of this stuff. So this is step one, and I'm going to go back into this, but this is important. 2020, I was horrified. We smelt a rat and I was horrified. And this is what happened. This is my prayer to the Lord, which I want to invite people today to do. Was this, Lord, what can we do about what's happening? In other words, from my end, I chose to take responsibility. I've been in a lot of ministry circles, and a lot of people want authority, but there's no authority without first taking responsibility. You have to. You want to be great? Be a servant. Be a servant. People don't recognize my ministry. Do you know what? Get healed. Get healed. I mean, like, no one can stop your promotion. Promotion doesn't come from the east, from the west, it comes from the Lord. So when we say, Lord, you know, I think about my children. I think about the politicization in every element of society about wokeness. And I look at that whole demonic agenda. I think about my kids and their kids. And I tell you what, it's like in the spirit, I've quadrupled in size, because what happens is this. King David, he said, Lord, I'll run the course of your commandments. You'll enlarge my heart. How big was David's heart? It had to fit all of Israel in it. And we have to come before the Lord and say, Lord, enlarge me. You know what? I'm apostolic. I'm prophetic. I run a church. I love my church. The church, I believe, is the primary organic, living organism on the earth. But then I go, but I can't ignore what's happening in society. And I'm like, is it this one or this one? The Lord says, why not both? Why don't you ask me to enlarge you? Why don't you learn to access supernatural rest and grace and wisdom so you can do both? I'm like, kings and priests. See, it's not an either or, because God wants to make us bigger, because those who are joined to the Lord are one spirit with him. So what we did is we started praying for what we're seeing. Now, for the intercessors, wow, I'm an intercessor. People just like you know, get up, preach, have a bit of a laugh, you know, get assaulted, all that sort of stuff. And basically, is what people don't understand is I constantly functioning in priesthood in intercession. That's my, for want of a better word, my power source. When you get people who run churches that don't pray, you have to know how to tap in to the infinite dimensions of eternity in Christ. So we would get a group of people and we'd worship for always first. Holy Spirit, show us, help us, give us grace. You always start everything with inviting the Spirit of the Lord to show you where you could miss it. Don't go into formulas. But then we'd start to worship and prophetically pray what he would show us. Did you know that there were nights where we knew there was a press conference the next morning. We had contacts in the government that they're going to go into hard lockdowns. And what we would do is we'd get into worship. Kings and priests would get it. Praise the Lord. All of a sudden, we just like, and that's where you put most of the time, by the way. No vain repetition necessary. Spend your time hanging with the Lord, worshiping him. You know, one thing I've desired, this one thing that I would gaze upon the Lord and see his beauty, dwell in his presence. To get in his presence. And then from heavenly Zion, we would start to, this press conference tomorrow, we'd come against it in the name of Jesus. You know, multiple times, but on one particular occasion, they went to do a press conference and they were outside, the wind blew this over, this cable, everything technically went wrong. And it's too hard. Yeah, we cancelled the press conference. Where I come from had the least lockdowns of anywhere in Australia. Seriously, as God is my witness, this stuff is real and it works. Because what was interesting, first, we took responsibility in the spirit. Don't run ahead of God. I had a conversation this morning with Wes. As the Lord said, go into the promised land to the spies and see if it's a good land. And what happens, they came back and they went beyond their jurisdiction, beyond their lane. And they said, we've come back and it is a good land, but we're not able to take it. And the Lord said, I didn't ask you if you could take it or not. I just said, is it a good land? And that's what we do in our head. We run ahead of God and we try and fix things in our brain and get overwhelmed. And we never do the first step. And the first step is get in his presence and engage him and saying, Lord, how can you and I be the answer to this disaster where people are dying? Average death age, and I think in the UK, is up by 17%. We're talking, this is so hectic. The realm of the spirit is not to disassociate into a spirit of I'm all right, Jack. You want to pull on incredible favor and power from heaven, live for others. Serve society. Be the agency of justice. Lord, I want wisdom, Lord. And he says, good, because it's about judgment, justice, and equity. And we started to lean into that, and we saw things happen. But then what happens when we say yes as a king and a priest, and we take responsibility, doors will start to open. See, this is important to get this order correct. there is a thing called the sin of presumption. Well, all of a sudden, we're getting just fired up and yeah, like this, and we get wound up for a couple of weeks, and it's unsustainable soulish mania. Everything has to be within the realm of the Spirit. Everything. True connection with the realm of the Spirit will result in invading the natural world or the time-space world. All genuine contact. It's inevitable. So after 12 months of taking responsibility in the Spirit, doors started opening. Doors opening. Did you know that people in our prayer group are actually running presidents of state electoral branch? We've got people all through our connections, Spirit-filled prophetic believers in every tier in government within 2 years. We have politicians that attend our church regularly and come to Christ. We prophesy. We're talking, now I'm going to go in a little bit of wisdom here, okay? And this is really, really important. You guys are tracking with us, okay? Praise God. When we get overwhelmed and we feel like, because the bandwidth of darkness that came down, the church had got a bit of indigestion. Whoa, what's going on? Right? It was dramatic. Lord goes, okay, you've had enough time just to find your feet again. What takes place is this. Is it this stay under the radar, don't make waves, etc. It doesn't work, because when something has darkness, the only antidote is light. And when what takes place is that cowardly spirit, and we all get tempted with it. Come on, let's be real, right? I wasn't born this way. I wasn't. So you get that. And so what happens is this, wisdom says this, God only needs a remnant, a quorum that holds a line in the Spirit and whatever else that looks like. Then God, when he creates a plumb line, he can move with justice and equity and even judgment in society. But when there is not a remnant, darkness just sweeps everything away. You don't have to have overwhelming numbers, because if one can slay 1,000, two can slay 10,000. We're talking about you and God are a majority. Like Elijah, he says, those who are with us are more than those who are against us. So we need to know what it is to say, Lord, I take responsibility for what's taking place. You know, like, what was in my face? And I wasn't connected to politics at all. But they did an abortion to birth in our state. And I'm like, my church is right next to the city. And something in me went, this is on my watch. This is on my watch. Now, I just sort of like, that is so confronting. And that was the catalyst. There was someone who did a survey of 30,000 people, and maybe up to 70% said, we are so against this. And yet the government put through a private members bill and completely disregarded the will of the people. We're seeing that again and again and again. Okay? And I'll give you another wink if my eye wasn't so swollen. So anyway. All right. So, it's funny. Holy Ghost. So we're actually training the next generation of leaders in this area. God wants, he's called his people to govern. Is this a new era? I don't believe in, I'm not a dispensationalist, but I believe, you go, what's going to happen? I believe it's completely contingent on what the church chooses to do or to not do. It's not a timeline that before the foundation of the earth, he picked this date, this time. You know, we were saying yesterday, one of the ladies at our church has a daughter, and she's praying, when's the Lord coming back? So I don't know. He doesn't know. Only the Father knows. She goes, well, what? Surely he knows. And she said, why don't you ask him? And they said, well, we can't, because the Lord doesn't know. So this little girl, she said, I'll go and ask him. And I think after a short time, she went to talk to the Lord, and she came back and goes, did he tell you when he's coming back? I said, yes, he did. the person talking to the little girl said, "What? When's he coming back?" And she said, Wednesday, spelt Wensday. The Bible talks about the morning star rising in our hearts until the day dawns. Peter found this out on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. He taught him that the prophetic word made more sure. It says, those who are wise shall shine, okay? It will destroy the enemy with the brightness of his coming. There's just so many cool things in all of this. But I believe we're in something, an opportunity that we can't wriggle out of. Now, who believes God speaks in numbers? Speaks in numbers. Okay. So can someone tell me what the number 12 represents? Nice and loud. Government. Government. This is interesting. So Jacob had 12 sons that became 12 tribes. There were 12 spies into the promised land. Jesus chose 12 disciples that became 12 apostles. There was a replacement, we know that. Revelation 12 has a woman in heaven, sun and moon around her head with the 12 stars under her feet with the 12 stars around her head. The New Jerusalem says, here, I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And then I saw a great city coming out. Hello, New Jerusalem. All right. The New Jerusalem has 12 gates made of 12 pearls with 12 angels, the names of 12 tribes, 12 foundations with the names of the 12 apostles with 12 stones. The city was 12,000 furlongs and the wall was 144 cubits, which is 12 twelves, and the tree of life will bear 12 types of fruit. God is calling his church to govern as kings and priests. You can't get out of it. We've got to upgrade whatever we thought Christianity is about. We've got to see our Father and manifest as sons. We have to see our Father and manifest as sons. So I want to go through a few scriptures. I'm going to go I want to go quite quickly. And this is something that's changed me. Now, I just want to say, this is a great nation. It is a great nation. And I believe there's so much that hasn't been tapped into thus far that we're going to see. I also believe, this is my conviction, I'm a keen student of history. I've got Bibles in my office that were printed before the Battle of Waterloo. I'm a researcher. I personally believe that much of history has been deleted, erased, and falsified. Napoleon said history is a fable written by the victors. I believe there has been way more revivals, outpourings, and transformations in history than we know about. And I believe there's way more people in heaven as saints, as a cloud of witnesses, than we're aware of. I believe a spirit of Antichrist continually through this age wants to delete, intimidate, lie, falsify, twist through the spirit of Leviathan until we think Jesus isn't getting the job done and we're overwhelmed. It's a lie from the pit of hell in Jesus' name. It's a lie from the pit of hell in Jesus' name. Can someone say amen? Amen. So, Jesus said, if you'd known me, Philip, you would know my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. It's so funny. You got God in the flesh. You got the Word of God. Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Philip's like, yeah, yeah. And he's sort of like looking behind Jesus going. And then he goes, after that, he goes, Jesus, come on, just show us the Father. He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Philip's like, And then Jesus says, how have I been with you so long and yet you've not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Jesus came. God came in the flesh to die and exchange for our sins. But one of the most major things Jesus did was to reveal the Father. To reveal the Father. You know, when we start to data mine the Gospels, Jesus actually said, I only do what I see the Father doing. And the works that I do is actually the Father working through me. You look at all those times where he's moved with compassion. He goes, I'm going over here, but the compassion's pulling me over there. That was the Father. Jesus didn't come to save us from an angry Father. And the power of fatherhood is if we had an absent Father or a controlling Father or an angry Father or an abusive Father, that starts to eclipse our sense of reality, and then we start to project that on he who is love, he who is kind, he who is the giver of every good gifts. I would go so far as to say, not whim, not covetousness, not impulse, but the desires in your life that are immovable and they don't go away, could be your family coming to Christ. It could be creating wealth. It could be soul winning. It could be miracles. I would go so far as to say, your Father put them in you. You're not trying to wrestle it out of His hand. He put it in you and He wants you to have what He's already given you. That's why you must ask and believe you've received it. Your Father has been chronically mischaracterized by the demonic and by bad fathers. Your Father loves you like crazy to the point he sent His Son and it said it pleased the Father to crush Him so He could get you. And this is what has to be uncovered, because when you start to realize that God is love, your Father is love, you cannot wait to worship. You cannot wait to commune. You cannot wait to ascend. You cannot wait to connect. You cannot wait. And there's never any fear. There's never any rejection. And that's how kings and priests are to govern in the realm of the Spirit and the kingdom of God. It's not white knuckle. It's not just anger and impotent rage. It's actually connecting with your Father who lives outside of time and space. And He's already said through His Son, it is finished. You are already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, by whose stripes you were healed. And it says that He's already given us everything, all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him and His precious promises, through whom we are partakers of the divine nature. The realm of the Spirit has already taken place. We're in a temporary time-space, chronos continuum, and the Lord says, come up, minister to me as a king and a priest. Get in my presence, that perfect place. Before the Lord, you are in Christ, and in Christ you're complete. What does that mean? Everything you think you're deficient of, you already have. Before Him, it says you're already complete. This is why you want to run into the Spirit, run into His presence. Like, don't act like when you pray, you're doing Him a favor. You clearly don't know Him. You can't wait. In His presence is fullness of joy. It's full of love. And we're talking, this is what's so exciting. And in this place, when we take responsibility first to minister to Him, something takes place. It's effortless. The realm of the Spirit is rest. Hebrews 4 is about the timeless dimension where everything's already taken place. It says, therefore, let's be diligent to enter His rest. It's not the seventh day. When John, the Revelator, said, Revelation 1, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Oh, yes, he prayed on Sunday. Show me in the Bible where it says Sunday is the Lord's day. It doesn't. Do you know what happens? John was in a timeless dimension. It's in a timeless dimension. Come up here and I must show you the things that must shortly take place. And God gave him a series of visions, not chronological, a series of visions. And through primarily, is that God wants His kids to work out. They didn't earn their salvation. They didn't earn His favor or their inheritance. It just is what it is. And you and I in Christ are royalty, and royalty is meant to govern. We are not chronic consumers, critics holding up scorecards to preaching or worship. I like that song. It's immaterial who's leading. Great worship today. But there's a place where we become consumers and we rate it on a passive Western mindset that just doesn't fly in the realm of the Spirit. It doesn't fly, especially when you got people out there suffering through job losses, business closures, depression, mental health, suicide, infirmity, adverse reactions, left, right, and center. And this is why all of creation is waiting for the sons of God. For the sons of God. Because what happens when you start coming into that presence, it's indispensable. Moses, Israel, promised land, up on the mountain, they send their brains out already. Like, we're talking light speed. I mean, they were quick. He's still cutting covenant. He's in the glory. And the Lord says, go down. They're running amok. They're worshipping a golden calf, amongst other things. And he goes down there. And the Father says, I can't go with you. They're so stubborn and unteachable. I'm afraid I'll break out. The glory will break out. The fire will break out to a bunch of orphan rebels, slaves, and I'll consume them. So Moses, he said, but Moses, I'm going to send my very best angel to go with you. Very best angel. There'd be angels bigger than the earth. The angels, Wes corrected my accounting last night, 185,000 enemies of the Lord were slain in one hit. How did an angel do that? He probably just looked. But we're talking like we don't understand from the archangels all the way through. He said, I'll send my angel. He says, No. We will not go unless your presence goes with us. Because Moses understood the presence of God is a timeless dimension of perfection. And it says in Ephesians that we have already been raised in Christ in heavenly places. That's where you already are. So when you choose to minister to the Lord, that's what takes place. You guys traveling okay? Okay. Holy. All right. Jesus said specifically, and I'll pray the Father and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. This is the key phrase. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Did you know that Jesus specifically addressed a problem for those writing stuff down? John 14, 16 to 18. Jesus addressed a problem that he would know, he know would plague generations and generations and generations and generations. Orphans. Orphans. He says, I will not leave you as orphans. Everything we're believing for, God says already is. See, when we minister to him in his presence, we get jolted out of that fallen time. So interesting, it says in Ephesians that redeem the time for the days are evil. So we can't redeem the time. Yeah, people go, redeem the time. Yeah. To-do list, be more organized, get more done, burn out. Wonderful. How did that work out? Redeeming the time is getting into the realm of the Spirit and functioning from a place of rest. And everything I'm saying like last night is prescriptive. It's like, oh, that was a good preach, great revelation, you got a lot out of that. No. It's worth nothing unless you do it. It's worth nothing. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and do it. It's worth nothing unless we activate it. So, Holy Ghost. All right. What we're going to do, today we're going to really break a lie. And this is the lie. It's called intimidation. It's called intimidation. You look at this woke ideology. Everything's Trojan horse. It's all about kindness. Killing you with kindness. Tolerance. And realizing that everyone's getting cancelled. Everyone's getting bullied. People are losing jobs. It's really, really happening. It's really crazy. But remember, I'm going to keep going into that place of we come before the Lord. Lord, what can we do about it? And we minister to him, get in his presence as a king and a priest. Only the Lord knows and you will know what the next step is for you. I'm not up here to give you a template, but we've seen dramatic cultural change in our local political system that will spread. I'm being very skinny on the details for discretionary reasons. I'm not here to like, oh, great. I'm here to encourage people going, do you know what? You just put one foot in front of the other with the Lord, and what happens? He parts the Jordan. We've got to, you know, Jehovah Nike, just do it. And so in that place, holy. John 14, verses 21 to 23. Jesus says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loved me will be loved by my Father, and I will manifest myself to him. And then it says, Judas, not Iscariot, but got to be clear on this one. Judas, not Iscariot. And my name's Judas, but I'm not Iscariot. Can you imagine introducing yourself all that time? How you going? Judas, yeah. Not Iscariot. Okay. And so, you know, you don't see many of them named these days, do you? That sort of went in the dustbin of history, a bit like baby Adolf. Okay, so. Look at him. Wow. All right. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you'll manifest yourself to us and not to the world? What do we got here? Next one. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. That word's tereo. That means to guard. Don't let it out of your sight. And my Father, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we, Jesus and the Father, will come to him and make our home with him. You know, when you keep coming into the presence of God, keep worshiping him, Jesus says, a new commandment I give you. As I have loved you, love one another. You come into his presence. You start feasting on his love. If you go, okay, I need breakthrough in that area, start to meditate on every good thing he's done for you. Start to call upon your memory, bring it to Him and worship Him. And then what it says? It says, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been shed abroad within our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's already been given to us. So we're just realigning to what already is. We're tuning into what already is. And then you never really come out of God's presence. When you constantly minister to the Lord and then you get in the car to go and pick up the kids from school or do something like that, God's in the car with you. You constantly live in His presence. That's where the realm of faith works, when you combine it with His promises. All of His promises are yes and amen in Christ, all of them. So when you're believing for something, you're believing what you've asked for has already taken place. It's not He will, it's that He has. And that can only come through spending time with God and the renewing of the mind. So we're talking last night about private, about personal answers to prayer. We're going to go one beyond. I want to testify how real this is. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God delights to answer all your prayers. Now, just telling you my experience, I see constant answers to prayer. It's not like I have to labor for 5 years to get half of a breakthrough and then another 2 years for getting another quarter of a breakthrough. My life is constant answers to prayer because prayer is connected, provision is connected to the Father. When you minister to Him like this, you just realize how good He is. I've met the Father multiple times. I've met the Father. Whoa, that's a big... Didn't it just say that if we keep Jesus' word, Jesus and the Father will make their home with Him? I've met the Father multiple times. Can I just say, messes me up every time. His love messes me up. I could like create quite a spectacle and just in front of you just sort of like start to lose it if I just meditate. The love of the Father. But this is why we're kings and priests, because we come before Him and in Jesus' name we get to rule and reign in the now, not in the future. But we have to say, take responsibility, saying, this mess in our country, that we've seen too common, the collective Western mindset, someone else will do it. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking whose heart is His, completely loyal to Him, that He may show Himself strong on their behalf. Since we've taken responsibility, we've seen an explosion of miracles. We just, one service, prayed for a woman, power of God hit her. 2 weeks later, she comes up to me in the car park, says, you didn't know, but what happened was, I was in a lot of pain. I had a cyst on my ovary, and then I'm a nurse. You prayed for, I felt something change. Then I went and got an ultrasound, instantly gone. We've seen people through different modalities of ministry recently have gangrene through diabetes on their feet, and they've already had a couple of toes cut off. And what's taken place is the Lord has started to supernaturally, creatively reverse the gangrene. People by releasing pain in their heart and surrendering to the Lord, who are legally blind, instantly receiving their sight. We have seen this again and again and again. And as good as this is, we have to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and these things will be added. He's a big God. When you are, your ways are pleasing to Him, what happens? He gives you the whole enchilada. And this is what we've seen. I'll give an example before we minister. Everyone okay? Shabbat. All right. You know, we know for a fact that there's going to be issues with inflation, issues with food and supply chains. So here we are, ministering to the Lord. This is so cool. Someone just decides to donate land to our church. We grow heaps of food. We got volunteers, dozens of volunteers every week, growing food, organic, clean food. I didn't even pray this. When you are in the glory, it says these blessings will chase you down. When you're in the glory, God answers prayers you haven't even prayed. We do care packages. We hand out to struggling families. We've got a whole shipping container in our driveway. We grow our own food. I didn't ask for that. And I have nothing to do with it. I just enjoy the benefits because people have been raised up. We're seeing our finances have gone through the roof. People from all over our country are moving from interstate to join our church. Everywhere. And then recently, I remember that we had, I don't know if it was last time, maybe the time before, I felt really weird. I brought a word about the white horse. Who remembers the thing about the white horse? I thought, a bit weird. And then Norm MacLeod shared epic testimony about a heavenly encounter on a white horse. Jesus is on the white horse. The saints will follow him in clean, fine linen and white horses. So white horses, I've seen incredible provision. Someone in our church saw the white horse appear in the spirit. So they paid off the church mortgage of $1.1 million. This is real. This is real. It's real, right? And it's real good. It's real good. Is it? See, you get to be an incredible king and a priest, a warrior, but you don't get to lose your joy. You never become heavy. You don't have the smoke of battle on you all the time. Your intercessor going, it's sort of like, I've got to take it. You don't. Jesus took it on his stripes. It says, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. This is why the way God's put me together is quite, well, he knows what he's doing. Because I'm light and there's humor, but I'm a straight shooter. And if I otherwise, I'd just be like absolutely a pain in the rump. How you going? I'm
continuing to bring the word of the Lord.
You know, people are like going, oh, here we go. Armor, come up, you know. Doors closing. And anyway, it's how God's, you get to minister to him. Get to minister to him. It's so cool. So anyway, so recently what happened is literally 100 years to the month. This is why there's a connection. When Smith Wigglesworth ministered in Adelaide, and then he came over here. And a little bit later, Amy Semple McPherson. What happens is that God revealed a building that seats probably 600 people, so significant it's going to be on a UNESCO World Heritage. And I'm like, see, here we are, politics, helping the poor, miracles, souls, church exploding, finances, kingdom, kings of priests, open heaven, glory. And now he says, expand your territory. Because the only, and it's at ground zero of everything that is, Masonic and Druid and the Royal Orange Society and the Royal Antediluvian Order of the Buffaloes. You go, does that exist? I'm afraid it does. Legit, down the road from us. Oh, yes, it's great. Yeah. But with a cherry on top. So basically, the Lord says, he opened something up. I mean, the symmetry is crazy. It's crazy. So, we like Peggy and Lawrence Renata, very, very good friends of ours who we work with, and I'm staying in a hotel that's the old air base in, is it Wigram? Yeah, Wigram, right? He Lawrence grew up there. His father was in the Air Force. All this crazy symmetry. Well, they come back from Melbourne, and they got a well in front of their house, a well. And on the well were keys, and written on the keys was dreams. I'm like, and he goes, what do you think of this? I think, okay. Then they go and look at this church that's about to go on the market. And then what happens? The church is on the market. And I said, I've got to go out and have a look at it. I go out to the church building. And as I'm pulling up, Peggy goes, Todd, look at this. I turn around and there's a white horse walking right next to me. Literally a physical white horse. We go into the church and then we see a plaque that says, thank you for the Maylands Church for dedicating the bell, giving us their bell. The church I currently pastor in Adelaide actually gave that church their own bell. I'm like this. In one offering, we raised the money, zero bank loan, paid cash, and establishing a significant work in an area that needs revival. See, when you minister to God and you say, Lord, what can we do about the state of our nation? See, God isn't enough. He's too much. He isn't enough. He's too much. And what I want to do, I want to see what he opens up in the spirit. We're going to finish now. I know this is the word of the Lord. I've got some oil here. Can we just put on some worship? Anything? Just as long as it's good. Team up. I don't care. Whatever, yeah. Worship team, yeah. Otherwise, Wes will get you. Oh, that's a video capture right there. Just pixelate my face out of it. All right, so. Okay. All right. Now, you need to understand that the Lord recruited me when I wasn't expecting it. I have not studied political science. I've got a lot going on. And yet the overwhelming sense of injustice started to pull me upwards. That's what you've got to see. The sense of people suffering and struggling It pulls you up. It pulls you up. Just play. Just start playing. Just if you could just start with some pads on the key. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you. 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 I know that I know that next time we meet, we would have quadrupled even more our metron. The things we're talking, God is not enough. He's too much. But we have to realize we're already kings and priests. And we have to say, Lord, help me enlarge and help me work with you to be the solution to darkness. That has to be that. That has to be that. It's so important. Holy Ghost. Now, this is not a, I want you to be not conscious of anyone in the room, I'll be honest. And what's happening is the Lord's saying, there's a king and a priest thing happening unto the Father in Jesus' name. There's a king and a priest thing happening. 12s everywhere. And the Lord's saying, I just want an honest interaction. He just wants an honest offering, not because other people are doing it. And trust me when I say this, this is a spirit-led thing. This is not a numbers thing. Please just close your eyes and look to the Lord. Holy Ghost. Something got quickened to you today where you feel impelled, compelled, in the love of God to ask the Lord to expand you. And I'm just say this, growing is painful. But you realize where this is all going with the removal, proposed removal with freedom of speech, dissenting political voices. But the church is the answer. And you felt something tweak on the inside of you going, God, I have to take responsibility in the spirit as a priest and a king. And whatever happens after that, Lord, you only you can show me. I'm not asking people to get involved in politics. I'm not asking people to go crazy committed to things in the flesh. What I'm asking this morning is for people to respond that God's put something on the inside of them this morning. And they go, Lord, I need you to expand me. And I take, in the spirit, in my best possible foot forward, I take responsibility with you and in you in Jesus' name. I need you to wave at me. Wave at me nice and high. Nice and high. Nice and high. Nice and high. Okay. Okay. All right. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. In a second, this is going to be the order of it. And it won't take long. I'm going to ask young people to come forward because I'll tell you what right now. And I'm not an ageist. Did you know that we got someone in our internship? We have 60 interns. We have someone in our internship who's 94. And she's way more switched on than a lot of the 60-year-olds. So legit, she's amazing. She's amazing. Drives everywhere, like you know. But there's something in this generation. You go, I don't know if I'm a young person or not. If you are, you'll know. But I'm in this bracket. You're going to feel it. Just turn up the pads for a second. In a second, I'm going to ask the young people to come forward. I'm going to anoint you with oil. And then the other people after that, I'm going to quickly pray. Because I know kids are coming in from kids' church. I know today is the word of the Lord. And when you respond with an honest heart transaction to the Lord, you're going to get touched. There'll be an exchange. Can you just pray, sing in the spirit for one moment, just one moment, and then I'm going to call the young people up. Just raise your voice to the Lord. Holy, 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 holy. Woo! Shalalala mama rabada. Sika baba 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 baba. Sialalalala mama rababa. So la 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 ba ba ba. Just a little bit longer.
Shamarabba. Minister to the Lord. Shula la 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 mama ria rama ma kuro ba 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 ba. Shura ba 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 ra ba. So la 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 mama ma ra ba ba ba. Shila la 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 mama ma ra ba ba shika ra ba 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 ra ba ba. Shula la 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 mama ma ma ma. Shia raba baba la 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 la. Shoba baba rabo loka la 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 la. So la 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 la. Shia da 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 la 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 ba 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 ba. So ba ba raba ba. So ra ba 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 si la 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 la. Sha ba 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 ra ba 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 ba. Woo! Sha ra ba 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 ba. She ka 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 ra la 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 bo bo ra ba ni ya ra ma 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 ma. Holy, 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 holy. Holy. Shia la 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 ma 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 ma. Holy, 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 holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Okay, something got quickened to you this morning. You're a young person. Just come out the front real quick. Just real quick. Real quick. Real quick. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Now, this is important. This is the realm of the Spirit. You're coming to the Lord to minister to Him, to say, Lord, how? Show me where I can be a solution in this historical setting. That's it. That's it. But you've got to minister to Him first. How good is that? And do you know what? Being a priest and a king is really fun. It's really fun. So please, it's not sort of like this. Don't be this sad, weary, whatnot. It's really fun. You get into His glory. This is what's so cool. It's so fun. This is what we do. And guess what? We have seen crazy answers to prayer that get in the newspaper the next day and the day after. We're talking geopolitical events. And then what happens, you just keep saying, Lord, we are in a time in history with limitless opportunity. I ask for Your grace. I ask for Your grace. I ask for Your grace. Now, I'm going to start from this end over here, my left, your right. This is all I ask. So I'm going to anoint you with oil. This is something for everyone. Don't have a frown on your face like you've just broken a fast with a pizza. You need to smile. God is smiling at you. Legit. He's smiling. When you smile, you receive easier. I dare you, show Him some of your teeth. Holy Ghost. Now, can you please stretch forth your hands? I'm going to pray for you guys next. Stretch forth your hands to the people down the front. If I pray for you, you don't pray. I'm anointing you and engage the realm of the Spirit. It's that simple. Can you stretch forth your hands and start praying in the Spirit, please? Please, please. Holy, holy, holy. Now, at the front, you're just receiving. You're not praying. At the front, don't pray. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You're engaging with the realm of the Spirit. Realm of the Spirit. I thank You for the gift of ascension, the Spirit of ascension, Lord. In Jesus' name. Realm of ascension. I thank You for the realm of joy. Thank You, Holy Ghost. There we go. You have teeth. Holy. There we go. Shada. Shada babu rabba babba. And when you're receiving, it's easy as breathing in. He's the Ruah. He's the breath of God. Thank You, Holy. Thank You, Holy. Thank You, Holy. Lord, we just thank You for an anointing for frequent flyer points before the throne of God and the sea of glass. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Frequent flyer points, Lord. A new generation, a new generation, a new generation, a new generation of kings and priests. kings and priests. I thank you. Things shifting in the spirit powerfully. All intimidation is broken because we are one spirit with the God of the universe. Holy, one spirit, one spirit, one spirit. Holy Ghost, put your hands on your belly. Put your hands on your belly. In Jesus' name. Spirit of might on the inside. Spirit of might on the inside. Spirit of might on the inside. Spirit of might. Holy, holy, holy. God lives in you. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, you're good. This is an anointing to minister to the Lord. This is what this is. It's an anointing to minister to him. So make sure you show him your best happy face. Holy Ghost, there we go. There we go. That's how you receive. It's that easy. You use less muscles when you smile. You really do. It's called rest. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. And if I've prayed for you, just keep engaging. Keep engaging. Keep praying for these young people. Something's happening. Something's shifting. Mighty, mighty warriors. Mighty warriors. Holy, holy, holy. There we go. Spirit of intercession going up. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just breathe in. There we go. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. This is the kings and priests. Kings and priests. A whole new generation. A whole new generation. People know what it is to meet the Lord in the clouds. Who are these who fly like a cloud, like doves to their roosts? Holy, holy, holy. Just keep praying for these guys for a second. Holy Ghost. Holy, 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 Holy Ghost. See, people are getting touched. I've just got to get out the way. Legit. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Now we'll just drop this. Okay, young people, just stay there. If you're getting touched, remember, it's better than a holiday in Hawaii, okay? Don't worry about it. Legit. Now, before, if you raise your hand, you feel something, you're compelled. Remember, clearly what it is, this is not an emotional response. Something's happened on the inside of you and go, you know what, I have to minister to the Lord and Lord, I have to say, invite him sincerely. Lord, what can I do? It could be witnessing to your neighbor. It could be serving more here. It could be getting involved in politics. It could be, I don't know. Only he knows. But I tell you what, when you start to present yourself as a king and a priest ministering and say, Lord, show me what I can do, God will pull you into a solution-based reality in a historical context. If you raised your hand up before and you feel something on the inside of it, I want you to stand where you are. Stand where you are. I'm going to pray for you. That was you. Stand where you are. In a second, I'll get the music to pick up a bit. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. The room is packed with the presence of the Lord and angels. It's packed. It's not just air, okay? But this is your heart response. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You're going to say amen, and I'm going to pray over you. I'm going to pray over you, and then we're just going to worship. But you're going to receive by faith. Because I tell you what, can I just say this? I go in and out of heaven, and it is the best fun ever. But you have to build that muscle. You go after to worship the Lord, not encounter. It's him first. If you get the encounter, bingo. All right? But there is, forget not his benefits. That's a benefit. So I want you to raise your hands to heaven and repeat after me if God touched you on this subject this morning. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I receive your invitation in the Spirit. I will spend time ministering to you as a priest and a king. And I avail myself to be part of your solution for this historical opportunity. I say yes. Enlarge me. Make me bigger. Enlarge my heart. I want all of New Zealand on the inside of my heart. I want to see souls. I want to see revival. I want to see godly government. And my children and their children and their children walk in the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Just stay there. Just stay there. Just start breathing in by faith. Spirit of the Lord, you can pick up the keys now, the pads. Holy Ghost, I thank you right now for that heart response. We thank you for priests according to the order of Melchizedek. We thank you for kings who know what it is to rule with you, the nations. Holy Ghost, I just thank you. I just thank you for a wave of your glory, a wave of your grace. There we go. A wave of your love. A wave of your dunamis. A wave of your embrace. A wave of your empowerment. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, just pick that up. Just pick that up. Just pick that up. Just get before him and do a little bit of business for a moment. Come on. Just praise him. Just worship. Just show him how much you love him. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, that's it, fresh oil. Shalalalama rabba rabba ba. Sambaki karabba rabba rabba ba 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 ba. Shalalalama ma ma. Shika karaba da ba da ba 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 ba. Sha la 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 la. So ba ba ra ba 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 ra ba 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 ba. Holy, 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 Lord.
Some of you guys will show you that the actual physical land has a voice. He will show you that the physical land has a voice, and he wants you from heavenly places to speak redemption, to speak blessing, to speak alignment. He wants you to speak to creation. It says all of creation is waiting for the sons of God. All of creation is waiting to be released from every curse through the children of God. Hallelujah. 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 Shia la 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 ma 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 ma. So rabba ba rabba la 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 ka ba bo ba rabba ba. So ka 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 rabba ba ba ba. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Lord. It's a big God, and to him this is a small problem. It's a small problem. He's a big God. He's so concerned, it says in Psalm 2, he's laughing. He's laughing. And when you minister to him, you learn to laugh with him. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Today, without even having to bind it, we've been smashing the spirit of intimidation. Intimidation. You know, when you're with your father, you look down at Jezebel and go, you're just a cockroach. Or you'll be, oh, you all look like little ants from up here. Seriously. He's a big God and you're one spirit with him. So this is why when you minister, you start to become who you hang out with. You become like who you hang out with. This is so fun because he doesn't expect us to be anything more than children, mature children, but children that enjoy him. Enjoy him. One decree from Zion changes the earth. One decree from the glory realm changes everything.
The hills melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. It says the light shines in the darkness. The darkness doesn't comprehend it. This is why this is the greatest thing we could do as sons. Minister to Him and then say, Lord, show me what You want me to do to be a solution in this historic, local and national opportunity. Holy. Holy. We've seen it. We've seen it back home. And you get all your prayers answered, by the way, because seek first the kingdom, His kingdom. You get all of that stuff, and these things will be added. So you just keep rejoicing. They'll be added. Because you're about your Father's business. You're about your Father's business. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
That was excellent, Todd. Excellent. 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 Could you pray after me? Father, I thank You today for Your word. Lord, I thank You that my heart is good soil. I receive Your word. Lord, let Your word unpack within me. Let me be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us.